You are going to listen to Oliver, a language assistant, talking about his home country. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Tasmania is a small island off Australia. It's one of the states, but it's still part of the whole country. I think Tasmania is still one of those states that holds your heart. It's a very small, tiny island. In fact, it's even shaped like a heart. We have lakes, we have mountains. It's all there. And it has the most dangerous sea that I don't think you can really imagine unless you've been close to the coastline. It is famous for its kangaroos or wallabies, or Tasmanian devils, of course. The Tasmanian devil actually is a very ugly animal, I have to say, and the noise, it sort of screams horribly. It sounds like a devil. And if you're ever walking, bushwalking, and you're sleeping in the wilderness, they are really quite scary. As you may know, they are dying out due to a disease. So there's a big push now to save money to try to fund the research to work out why they're dying. Every Christmas there is a huge boat race which leaves from Sydney, and they usually tried 10 years or 15 years ago to make it to Hobart before New Year's Eve. But now with the invention of new yachts, the boats are arriving around the 28th. The slower boats sometimes on the 29th of December, so they often have to wait 1 or 2 days for New Year. They dock at the Constitution Dock. Hobart is full of celebration parties, and there's a big food fair that happens during this time. Lots of buskers. They're musicians or artists who play in the street for money. And Christmas for us is summertime. I must say, it's very nice to have the long summer evenings to celebrate. It doesn't get dark until 9 or 10 at night. And then, on New Year's Eve, there's always a big celebration. We have fireworks. It's an incredibly exciting and fun time. I've never been on one of the boats. I'm not a sailor at all. But I have seen them after they've docked. I think it must have been about 8 years ago when there was a large storm and actually some sailors died. It was quite devastating because with those fast yachts, nobody ever expected to have casualties. As a result, new safety measures were introduced and everybody feels much safer now.